Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
What is the Bella Bill? Yep, that's probably the question that you want to know. Adiella Marker-Diedrich is a strategic advisor at the South African Alcohol Policy Alliance. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, and thank you for having us, Howard.
So give us a sense. Tell us about the Bella Bill.
Okay, so the Bella Bill is basically the Basic Education Law Amendment Bill that has got several proposals for changes to schools.
Right.
For us in particular of concern is that it proposes that schools should be allowed to apply for liquor licenses. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, because alcohol's never been a problem with our youth, thankfully. What?
No, it's never been a problem.
Right.
We only have about between 15 and 19 year olds. We have about 68% of them consuming alcohol at very harmful levels.
Wow.
We have about 12% of under 13 year olds that started experimenting with alcohol.
Wow.
We have GBV related to alcohol. We have child abuse, child neglect related to alcohol. We have young people dying on our roads due to alcohol. So no, we got no problem with alcohol and our young people.
It's absolutely absurd. So what does what would it allow?
Well, what the bill says, what the bill proposes, is that schools would be able to apply for liquor licenses for fundraising purposes, whether it is a function on the school or if it is a function off school premises, as long as it is a school-related activity. So a school could hire out its hall for a private function and allow alcohol to be served. But a school could also have a parent meeting and have it as a fundraiser, or they could have a sports event and they could have a beer tent. There's absolutely no clarity at the moment. We know, for instance, there's a school in Gauteng who has already applied for a liquor license, and they've applied for liquor license. They've got a club based on the school premises, a supporters club of the school based on the premises, and they have applied for a liquor license. So essentially it means that the school premise, you know how supporter clubs work. They have fundraising efforts to support the school for different activities. But because it's based on the school premise, it means that they would be able to sell alcohol.
What is the current law in terms of schools and alcohol?
The current law says that alcohol should not be allowed on school premises. We've got a liquor amendment bill of 2016 that actually proposes that there needs to be a radius around the school where no alcohol.
So I thought that was the case, and then I saw that there was a liquor store almost across the road from one of the schools, and I was quite surprised that they were even able to get a liquor license to trade there. It turned out that wasn't the case.
Well, this is the problem. We have had this amendment bill, liquor amendment bill, stalled in Parliament since 2017. So you have this proliferation of bottle stores, shebeens, alcohol outlets, even just ordinary shops close to schools, because your local Pick and Pay, local ShopRite also sells alcohol, or many of its branches sells alcohol. So for us, the fact that is a major concern, that the liquor bill, the liquor amendment bill, if that had been passed, the education department would not have been able to make this absolutely, I don't use words like this easy, but ridiculous. Absolutely, it just boggles the mind that the minister thinks that it's okay for schools to sell alcohol, because alcohol and education do not go together.
As parents, we see the dangers. It's one of our biggest challenges is our kids with alcohol, exposure to alcohol, and the damage that it does.
Absolutely. And so what this would do is it would normalize alcohol. it would contribute to normalizing alcohol. Kids would see that, okay, this is part of life.
Mm.
The exposure would mean that more children potentially would be able to access alcohol. Already we have children over 18 years old who are still in school, and they are legally able to purchase alcohol. There's absolutely no clarity. And what this bill does, it doesn't protect children at all. It doesn't promote their right to education. And for us, the key issue is that what has also been surprising is that the minister 5 years ago opposed a very similar proposal in the Western Cape. And so we have to be honest, we don't understand why the minister has had the 360 turn on a position that they took at national department to now propose that all schools should do this. Since the Western Cape has got a similar provision, and we have actually asked the Western Cape Liquor Authority how many schools have actually acted on this. Mm. And there has been almost no schools. There's been schools that have applied for temporary licenses, so it's for completely special events, a once-off, but there has been nobody that has taken this up. So we don't understand why the education officials, ministers, politicians would understand that schools want to go this route to use alcohol as a way of raising funds for the schools. Educators deal with the problems of children that come from homes where there are alcohol problems every day.
Absolutely.
They deal with young people that's experimenting. They know what the challenges are. So there's a disjunct between what the educators are dealing with on the ground and the officials that are making these policy decisions.
Absolutely, absolutely right. And Jenny says, we saw from the beginning of the pandemic that South Africa clearly has a problem with alcohol. This is terrible, Jenny. I agree with you. And Ansan says, yep, South Africans have a toxic relationship with alcohol. It feels like the whole country has lost their minds. Absolutely right. Well, let's hope that you are going to be able to at least try and curtail this as it's such an important conversation. Yes, how do we do that?
Absolutely. There is a petition. If you go to our website, sapa.net, you would access the petition. And then we are encouraging people to write to the local MP, the local minister, the provincial minister, the national minister, as well as the portfolio committee of education. And just write the objection, because the more people that actually
do something,
tell them that this is a problem and share their own personal experiences if they want to, the portfolio committee will, and the department has to have hearings on this matter.
Absolutely.
Because that's the key issue. We need to stop them. But it's only if we have many, many people putting forward an objection.
Absolutely. Adiela Marker-Diedrick, a strategic advisor at the South African Alcohol Policy Alliance, talking to us about the Bella Bill.